You're listening to a podcast from 702. 702.
Comment. So you get the feeling that the political symphony that's playing out in South Africa is beginning to reach a crescendo. Just yesterday, listening to Tara Penny's 1 o'clock EWN bulletin, I mean, it was incredible. News about the Hare report on higher education. Eskom was about to go bust. Michael Sachs had resigned as head of the budget process at the Treasury. And that was just the 1 o'clock bulletin. Last night, President Jacob Zuma was on ANN7. He did the usual denials, nothing criminal, Latin kindless, date capture is just a story that is political. He casually confirms that he was poisoned, but won't say who did it. And then there's the claim it's all a foreign plot. And at the same time, Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa was in Soweto. He gave a big speech about the economy, saying, and this is almost a direct quote, "While the economy's problems are rooted in the structural iniquities of apartheid, the failure to overcome these challenges has been undermined over the last decade by a failure of leadership and misguided priorities." That's surely a bit of a comment at President Jacob Zuma. And Ramaphosa goes on to say this is a pivotal moment in our country's history. Then at the same time, reports this morning about the ANC's NEC meeting. The big takeaway is that it looks like David Mabuza, the leader of the ANC in Mpumalanga, the premier there, the man who could decide who our next president is, that he went against the Zuma faction yesterday and with the Ramaphosa faction in the ANC. Meanwhile, there are all these claims that maybe the ANC's conference won't happen, or it will be stolen, or something else will happen. We're living through a difficult time. You know it. You feel it every day. Everyone around you feels it, and you can't escape it. But know this as well. You're not alone. We all feel the same. We all want what is best for the greater number of South Africans, what's best for our children, what's best for everyone's children. We don't know what's going to happen. But sometimes I think we forget that we're all in this together, and that is something we can't forget. We have to talk and learn and compromise. But we as South Africans, we're all sailing in exactly the same ship. And we now need to decide which direction we want to sail in.